With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Do you remember the last time the U.S. was in a tournament in basketball? They lost in the FIBA World Cup to Canada, 127-118, for the bronze medal. And that got all of the best players in the world ticked off, including LeBron and Steph Curry. So they joined up to play for Team USA in the 24 Olympics in Paris. And now that journey began last night. Game against Canada. But this time, it was a different outcome. Canada was at full strength. They had Jamal Murray with Shai Gilgeous in the backcourt. Everyone thought, including me, that they'd just light it up. But Team USA won 86-72, and it wasn't pretty. They got it done eventually. Nobody scored more than 13. Ant Edwards had 13. But the bottom line is, I think the USA is going to have to deal with at some point in Paris. And this in America favored to win it all. They had controlled the first three quarters and wound up winning easily. But the bottom line was they were sloppy early. They missed their first six shots. Had eight turnovers in the first quarter. So when you go back to last summer when the USA was preparing to play in the World Cup, Kerr told Ant Edwards that he was going to bring him off the bench. That didn't go over well with Ant. He said Kerr told him Dwayne Wade came off the bench when Kobe played. And Edwards was like, all right, we don't have Kobe. And by the time the tournament started, Edwards was the best player on the team, and he was starting. That same thing might be going down right now as they prepare for the Olympics. Edwards again came off the bench in the game last night, and he's like, I got bigger plans for myself on this roster. He said, quote, I'm still the number one option. People remember hearing him say that. We were talking about it on C2C earlier in the week. He had said that on Sunday, and then Edwards, turns out, was the USA's leading scorer against Canada with that 13-piece. Team USA trailed 11-1 early with D-Book in at point guard, but then everything shifted when Kerr put Edwards in the game. His scoring and D helped the USA get control of the game back. Back in 2020, all the U.S. had was Kevin Durant. They didn't have other players that were as good as him on the team. Now they have four MVPs in James, Curry, Durant, and JoJo Embiid. So everyone thought that Booker would be the last spot in that group, and you know, as the shooting guard, but they had Holiday starting next to Booker in this game. Bottom line is, even if Holiday makes more sense in the starting five or Booker, Edwards is just too good to deny being in that rotation. It is amazing that they got Embiid on this team, on this roster, for a tournament that includes LeBron's first trip to the Olympics in over a decade. Remember, Jaren Jackson Jr. really played poorly in the World Cup last summer. That's why USA Basketball wanted to get Embiid. There were even rumors that he was going to end up playing for France and that he had written a letter to the French president, Macron, to get citizenship so he could play for France. Embiid really didn't do much against Canada last night. His debut for USA was really lame. He had 2 field goals and 1 free throw in 12 minutes. And he ended up fouling out in the 3rd quarter. But AD was incredible. The double-double, he had 10 points and 11 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 2 steals. Team USA was plus 15 while Davis was playing the 5. It's certainly going to be interesting to see how Embiid does in Paris, though. He's so huge. He has the strength, the size. He's a monster. He's going to be irreplaceable against some of these teams. I mean, like half of the field, he could score at will against anybody. And he's the USA's best answer to the Joker, who has lit up Davis and Bam Adebayo in playoffs recently, when you think about it. Remember, Team USA is in the group with Serbia, and they got to face the Joker for sure, and they might even have to beat the Joker twice. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of games that they start Embiid, but at the end of the day, Davis quicker with his feet, his footwork, and he can attack more. He's certainly more of a rim protector, shot alterer than Embiid is. Davis is just flat out better defensively and moves better than Embiid. We all know Embiid's had his problems with his knees, and he's, you know, walked up the court in NBA games. He's a half court monster. You know, you can't move him. He's so big, so strong, so powerful, this and that. But Davis, when he's healthy, clearly gets around better, moves better, jumps better, defends better, blocks better, rebounds better, does everything. I like Embiid's ability to knock down shots and to get contact, fouls, and ones, and he makes his free throws constantly. A lot of people think this is the best Team USA that's been assembled since 2012. No one was really going to say no to Kerr and Grant Hill when they were picking players and making the roster. But this is an older team. Let's face it. James, 39. Curry's up there. Durant, he's old. And certainly Embiid. It's not like he's, a pup. They're all older players. Most insiders think that, defense could be an issue. Being in shape, being able to run with these teams from around the world that are younger and faster. But most believe that this team could only beat itself before they're beaten by an opponent. They would have to play badly, shoot badly, defend badly, look tired to get upset. It's going to be beating themselves that could be the issue. Obviously, they won the game last night with defense. Canada shot 33% from the floor against the pressure that the Americans put on them. Team USA assisted on 25 of its 37 field goals. That's an assist rate of 67.6%. which would have ranked second among all NBA teams last season. So they are moving the ball, and they are getting good looks, and they are knocking them down. I mean, that's just bottom line. They practiced for 4 days, then they played this game, and they were unselfish. Listen, let's go on to soccer. What a game last night. Colombia beat Uruguay 1-0. In the semi, they'll meet Argentina Sunday night in the Copa final. But that wasn't the story. Following the loss to Colombia in the Copa semis in Charlotte, which was packed, by the way, that stadium, Uruguayan players, including Darwin Nunez, entered the stands and literally fought Colombia fans. It was a brawl involving the Uruguayan team, and it came after Colombian fans were throwing drinks and hurling drinks at him as they approached the stands, where fans of both teams were already getting physical and starting brawls. Nunez wasn't the only one involved. Injured Barcelona defender Ronald Arroyo and midfielder Emiliano Martinez were also throwing hands. Even when the teams were still on the field after the game, they had to be separated at midfield because they were going to start fighting then. Uruguayan defender Jose Jimenez blamed a lack of security. Suspensions could follow. Don't forget, I'm doing the Copa final Sunday night on Sports Grid TV and Sirius 159 with Spittin' Speed's Dane Martinez. We'll call Argentina against Colombia.